Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
And here we are. And this is what the people have asked for, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It's what I wanted.
Yeah, you wanted Big T?
I wanted Big T, and he's here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course,
it's what
dude.
We associate with summer, man. Big T.
My shirt off, tits out.
I hope
it's
so.
It's fucking summer, man. It is hardcore summer.
I don't know how
now
you're
in
still
NYC.
In your traditional fit.
Yeah. This is my year-round attire. This is year-round. It breathes easy.
You don't wear shorts, do you?
No, never, dude.
You're one of those?
I'm one of those,
makes
dude.
Sense.
A makes consummate sense. Professional, dude. Like, that's why I love the idea of, like, Muslim culture taking over and, like, everyone just being covered. Damn, dude, like, those fits look so fucking comfortable.
Robes?
Yeah, just chilling like a robe like a fucking Jedi Knight.
Oh, yeah.
My wife looks like a fucking ninja, dude. Kelly's all covered up, dude.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, she's running along the rooftops with her arms behind her back, dude. Disappearing in a puff of smoke.
Jumping on magic carpets.
Yeah. Doing that thing. She puts like a thin little razor wire across two trees. So then when a villain's riding on horseback, his head gets cut off, dude. Damn, dude. That shit rocks, dude. I love my ninja wife. Damn, that sounds like a bet show. BET.
Yeah, dude. She's
my ninja wife. Shit, my wife a crazy ninja.
She'd be running up in trees and
yeah.
shit.
Damn, oh, every time a black man has something good, a ninja's got to go and decapitate a motherfucker. Every time a black man makes it with a feudal lord, a ninja got to come around, chop off their head,
she got
disappear in the shadow.
She got a shrooken. I said, what the fuck is a shrooken? Am I saying it right?
Oh,
a shuriken.
See? She says it funny like shuriken. I said it's shrooken, bitch. No, damn it. Fuck. Something about ninjas.
There you
something
go.
Cool. This is classic me, dude. Anyway, the Assassin's Creed, new one, Black Gate.
I've been playing
ninja.
That one.
Do you like it?
It's all right. It's like the problem with those games, like they're so fucking long at this point, where I know it's going to be like, you know, 140 hours. Like Valhalla was like 150 hours to get through. That's just like the main story. And it's like, it's too much fucking game. 30 hours for the main storyline and then 60 hours to be a completionist.
Okay.
That's
like
the
that.
Ideal timeline.
Remember Shinobi?
Oh, this is Assassin's Creed.
No, Shinobi.
Shinobi's what?
It was Sega. It was like one of the original.
Oh, that's like an old school one.
Yeah. It was a simple time, about. Man. Like,
yeah.
It was like. That's what it is?
Was it when you? It was like Mario, you ran sideways?
Yeah, it was like an older one. Like, I think the Atari made that one originally.
I think it was for Genesis. They had the
did
he
run up like this?
It was like ahead of its time. Like, Genesis was a little better than Nintendo.
You
barely.
So?
But then, like, but you know what? Nintendo's marketing was what ended up saving it.
Yeah.
So much. Because, like, now Sega just makes video games, they don't even make consoles anymore.
It was, I don't know, it was just such a fucking great time, man.
Sonic.
To play video games?
Yeah.
Still
just to
is.
Be alive. No, just fucking.
Pre-9/11?
Oh, hell yeah.
Playing
good,
video
man.
Games without worrying about another Al-Qaeda attack.
Yeah. It wasn't Sonic. Be like, and remember,
I do think 9/11 had a detrimental effect on Dreamcast sales. Like, no one wanted to buy anything right now. It was like, they had to, you might not know this because you were so young, but like, Big T can vouch for this, like, post 9/11, like they had to like encourage people to start shopping again because everyone was like being indoors and being introverted. And like they had that whole campaign where it was like the American flag on shopping bags
pizza
and it was
boxes.
Like, yeah. And like America open for business.
Yeah.
And that and like basically like Bush had to get on the fucking television shit and like you got to get out there and you got to buy
freedom fries,
you know. That was, well, that was because
they wouldn't support us.
Yeah, the French didn't
frogs,
support us.
Piece of shit.
So like we were like, oh yeah, it's no longer French toast, it's freedom toast.
Yeah,
you know, freedom fries.
I like it.
And like it's like we're gonna not teach French in schools anymore.
Yeah, like could you just come inside my brain? It sounded weird. Come inside my brain. But what you guys were just talking about, like 9/11, the moon landing, the French giving us the Statue of Liberty. I've been on this rabbit hole of questioning everything because, like, they're fucking lying to us.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they lie all the time. Yeah.
But but people, like, just think, like, they're only lying about certain things. Like, why would it, like, even that shit, like, World War II, the bomb on Japan.
Yeah.
Like, Chernobyl, like, there's deers with, like, two heads.
Yes.
In Japan.
For people listening, Big T just referenced a Godzilla poster on the wall. in reference to Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
He's like, there's lizards coming out of the ocean.
I see fire.
Where does Godzilla
cities.
Shit come from, right? Yeah. He's not here for all of a sudden, we drop some bombs, he's blowing shit up. What is this shit?
Now, many times people told me we never had a war with China. I'm like, whatever. Over there.
We got a war with China right now, baby.
It's a trade war. And they're winning.
And it's a brewing, dude. Yeah, well, yeah, we are in a tariff war right now. Everything's fucked. Xbox fucking consoles went up in price. A 5-year-old console went up in price now.
Fuck my ass, dude.
Yeah, you really got fucked.
I did. I'm not getting it.
All the hoarders are like, ha
ha. Pretty much. I mean, like, it's like a big justification for, like, oh, damn. I even in my mind, like, even though I don't need it, in my mind, I was like, fuck, I should have bought one earlier, you know?
Keep it down.
But
no.
You really think we dropped two bombs on? Like, you never see, like, oh shit, look at that Japanese guy with, like, my head. Like, oh wow, that guy
did. I wonder that all the time. What did happen with the radiation?
Koi fish.
They all died.
Oh, that's so
it's
fucking
not like,
convenient.
It's not like fucking Fallout shit where it's like there's like a little. Yeah. Like
a bear with no skin.
A dystopia fucking little part of, like, Japan. Like, there's regular fucking Japan.
Or like Red Dead when they're all in the hill and they're all mutated.
Yeah, it's like shit like that. Like the hills have eyes type nonsense.
But it wouldn't be that with all the radiation?
Nah, they fucking figured it out. It's doing, like, those little, like, aerobics and calisthenics in the park. That fucking will keep you from growing two heads.
But this fucking sewer system's so clean there's koi fish living in it by accident.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't
beautiful
believe.
Beautiful culture.
Listen, man, I don't trust anything. The 9/11.
Yeah.
Listen.
Wait. So you don't believe in 9/11, but you do believe there's koi fish in the Japanese. That's just like a Japanese conspiracy theorist. Because, like, it's like, oh, you have alligators in sewers. We got the koi fish in our sewer. Really big koi fish.
Very
they
pretty.
Eat the small Japanese turds and get really big.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, Yao Chen. Man, I was struggling to think of a Japanese name without sounding like overtly Ming Chao Chu. You know, fucking beautiful culture, dude. Even though I didn't get in the Asian Comedy Festival.
Oh,
man.
Really?
Yeah,
they turned you down.
They said I'm not Jap enough.
Oh,
and then I said, like, well, my grandmother, you know, married an American man, and they said she's a race traitor. She betrayed the proud Japanese culture, and for that, you're banished. From doing a comedy venue. I'm like, damn.
I believe it. I looked at that, the lineup, and I was like, I know two of these people.
Yeah,
the
dude. No, Joey G, dude. The most prolific Asian comedian out there, dude.
Alex Kim and Danny something.
Danny Fallon.
No.
Danny Sellers. Danny Sellers got in.
Danny Fallon Chinese?
No.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
No, he looks,
I used to do cocaine.
He's
China.
Like, yeah, when he was all drugged up, he just had a photo of him.
One of these Chinese guys, my dad.
Yeah. I used to do heroin, the opium of the American masses. Now, shout out to him for getting clean and staying clean and for getting into, like, the Asian Comedy Festival.
Well, Danny Fallon wasn't.
What?
I don't think he's in it.
He's in it. Danny Fallon. Proud Asian, proud Korean. Fallon.
Yeah, you don't have, you're Joe Gorman. There's literally, like, you know.
There's, like, no Asian, like, no. Like, it's like, I have to tell people I'm Asian. And then they do, like, the even more racist thing. It's like, oh, I can see it. It's like, no, you fucking can't.
You also, when you say, the first, like, 100 times you said you're Asian, I went, yeah, all
right. Yeah, right, yeah.
Like, I don't believe.
In your little ass dick.
Remember that Tom Cruise movie where he said he was a samurai?
The Last Samurai.
Yes.
Not only was he a samurai, he was the last one. I am the last samurai.
I was about
samurai.
To say, you're Tom Cruise, but, like, you drank all the sake.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
I'm living it. The last sumo.
Yeah, you're the sumo. You're the last sumo wrestler.
The last sumo of Japan. I bet I could fucking rock that shit, dude. How hard could it be?
I know.
Sumo,
just wear a giant
sumo
diaper.
Or samurai? Oh, sumo.
Sumo.
My buddy Pete Angel is doing that now.
Really? Is he an actual professional sumo?
He's trying to become one. He's big enough.
Hi!
I mean that respectfully.
Yeah. You know, it's mostly muscle, like Kingpin.
Mm. Yeah.
Big T, you're like an urban Kingpin.
Yeah.
You ever watch that shit?
I get it at roast battles all the time and Mr. Fisk or something.
Yeah.
Once a roast battle, I get like I'm the Daredevil guy.
Give it up. Have you considered like using like a big cane to walk around to like show your status?
Always both. And especially in the summer, I had an all white suit
with a bolo tie would look pretty fucking sharp, honestly.
But a nice.
I'm the proprietor here of the New York comedy scene. What's going on here?
You get your monocle out.
Yeah. I do like the walking stick. You know.
Yeah, I think I might start using that. I might even get a walker. Even those look pretty fucking handy too.
Oh no, no,
because you can just like flip a walker around and it's like a little. You can sit on it. I'm like, damn, I'm in fucking business, man.
Oh, walk. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. I get one of those canes that has like the four little feet, and then I put some golf balls on that bad boy, dude. I'm fucking chilling, dude. I go to a retirement home. This is like, of course, I'm going to be in a retirement home after Kelly dies because who's going to take care of me?
I like how Kelly always dies.
Kelly always dies. In Kelly. Well, like, I couldn't even. I love Kelly so much. I know I couldn't die as long as like she's like my anchor. Like, I would be on the table and like. You know, like my heart monitor's like beep, 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 beep. And then like I see like a light and like everyone's like, it's all right, Joe, you can rest now. And then like I hear like Kelly like crying. And I'm like, I do that thing where it's like, this is unbelievable. Like my fucking heart rate fucking comes back up. I like fucking start, my hands start fucking getting strong again, dude.
Hell yeah, you're running.
So any situation in which I'm seeing somebody else, it's like Kelly's dead. That's the only scenario. And even then, I have to struggle to think that happens. But long story short, I'm going to be having a lot of consensual sex in the retirement home with a bunch of geriatric millennials, which will be cool. We'll reminisce about Tamagotchi and shit, Nine Inch Nails.
High STD rate, be careful.
Yeah, who gives a fuck, dude? If you're that old, dude, who gives a fuck? What are you saving yourself for, right? Yeah. Like, come on.
Yo, but
honestly, like, you should be able to do what, like, retirement homes, you should be able to smoke. In the retirement home, you should be able to do drugs. Like, that's the thing. Then, like, your grandkids would want to visit because, like, I can get drugs from my grandparents' retirement home.
At least weed pens at, like you know, base level.
Yeah, fucking smoke some fucking weed with your grandparents while you can, dude. I never smoked weed with my grandparents. And now look, dude. Now look. Nobody believes I'm Japanese because I didn't get high with my grandmother while she regaled me with tales of the rice fields, dude.
It would have been funny.
The Far East.
Super high, like edibles with your grandma. You take a picture. Like, look at this picture. Do we don't look Japanese? Like, your eyes are squinted so high. Like.
No, I look super Asian when I drink because I get the Asian glow, that red flush.
Ooh.
Where, like, your skin just gets, like, super fucking red and patchy. I get it bad because I'm like, ooh, nobody knows I'm drunk, but I, like, visibly look drunk because I'm red as fuck. Like a tomato.
You know I'm drunk because I'm way too nice. And I'm nice to everyone. Way too nice.
No, you're
nicer than I usually am.
You know you're not. You're always trying to. You always like yell at people. You start. You start arguing about like arbitrary shit, like who the strongest kaiju is, as if like anyone over the age of fucking eight.
I don't know when this happened, but it sounds like it happened.
Yeah.
Dude, last time I did get drunk, I got in an argument with my a girl's friend.
Uh-oh.
But it was fun. This wasn't.
You were dead naming them, and they were like, "I'm trans. I'm a
Shut
woman.
Up. Trump's in office.
Yeah, you're like, no, there's not. I told you, I'm raping a man. I ain't raping no woman.
No, they were saying that Pharrell is a good, like he has good songs, and I was like,
he did happy.
He has one. I was like, name a song.
He also has the strip. I'm a hustler. Ba-na-ba-na.
Yeah, he has
I'm
like na-na. Two. He has like two, three songs.
Are we also counting NERD?
That's what I meant. I was like, nerd sucks. And he only produces hits. He doesn't. He only has happy. The rest of the Pharrell songs suck.
He was a part of Blurred Lines.
He robbed that song from Marvin Gaye, and they got sued for like $7+ million.
No
for
way.
That.
Well, did Marvin Gaye's song have Emily Ratajkowski's tight little titties bouncing around?
Ooh, I don't think
uncensored on YouTube.
That is.
Pull up that footage.
Yeah, let's do it.
Also, Emily, immediately demonetized for fucking. Damn, dude. Yeah,
is that where she came from?
Pretty much.
Emily,
I mean, that's like that's what propelled her to the mainstream popularity.
I've always, don't get me wrong, would. Totally.
Oh, like, you would. You'd fuck a beautiful woman. Whoa. Non-fag alert over here.
She's not.
I'd put Pharrell on and fuck it.
Sally has to like point out like, no, I would have sex with this beautiful woman.
But
the general consensus
agrees
is hot.
Yeah, she is. But I mean, she's not like.
What's the most?
She's not a Sydney Sweeney to me, dude.
What? They're okay. They're both fucking hot. So
yeah, but Sydney Sweeney's
like,
got the tit aura, right, dude.
Well, that was right. Emily Wajowski back in like
she
the, have, like the, 10 years
she
ago.
She has big fake lips.
No. Listen. She got like it was almost like a guy she might have been fucking a one night stand that got pregnant. So like, just think about how hot it is that she's not asking you to wear a condom. You're fucking her. You're like, where should I come? She's like, come inside me. And you're like, not even going out. You know what I mean? There's something hot to that. A girl just openly telling you to come inside her, like, that's hot.
There's nothing better than that. And the only
is
thing
she
better
what
is,
talking about? What do you mean?
The only thing better is like,
hey, who are you talking about? You confused me.
She got pregnant by some random guy.
Yeah.
Radajowski?
Yeah, so not her boyfriend. So, like, she's out there just, like, fucking, but also, like, yeah, just dumping inside me. Who cares? Like,
that's fucking
like a free spirit.
I didn't know that, and yeah, that doesn't.
You didn't know that?
No. I don't, because she doesn't interest me. She's a dumb bitch.
All women are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But, like, that's, like, the beauty of it. No, it's very cool.
That is
like,
pretty cool.
It's cool to come inside of a woman. It's cool to get a woman pregnant. Like, it's very fucking
I'm
chill.
I'm terrified of that.
Like, you why?
Because I'd be...
Because you'd be a bad dad.
I would be a bad dad.
You'd be a bad dad, an awful husband.
I don't want to be a dad, so
you
yes.
You do have baby daddy vibes, though, where, you know, it's like...
You come pick him up.
You bring a girl over to the house, so you're like, hey, play dad's old Xbox One.
Exactly.
Old-ass Xbox.
All the time,
team.
Dude. Yeah. I make them, I make them sit in the other room while I take care of biz.
Date stripper.
My friend would always say, like, and this is before all my friends had kids, he's like, and it sounded so, like, blunt. He's like, what if it comes out, like, gay or retarded? And, like, I know you're supposed to love it either way, but, like,
it's impossible.
What if he wanted a traditional father-son catch in the yard, like, and, like, it sounds very blunt, but, like, It could go a different way than what you have planned in your head.
Of course, it usually does, and it may not be gay or retarded, but yeah.
What if he fucking renounces Jesus Christ as a savior, dude?
We talked
we
about
have to worry
if,
about
if
that
I had a kid
shit.
Who was like, I just don't think Godzilla's that cool. I'd be like, yeah, fuck off. Like, I'd just be like annoyed. I'd be like, you're a fucking pussy, bitch. You have no think for yourself. Don't listen to the who runs the world.
So then you have to start picking up girls at the bar that are Asian coming inside them, and then when the kid's born it's naturally inside them to be scared of Godzilla.
Immediately relates.
They showed like these like fucking Asians who were isolated from society for hundreds of years a photo of Godzilla, and they all started freaking out like it's like a collective consciousness among Asian people
just
to
run
just
for the
innately
hills.
Be afraid of Godzilla, like immediately scream Godzilla and run away. It just happens, man. It happens so naturally.
No.
He takes the mask off as like a homeless black guy. He just
that would really freak them out, dude. They don't like that.
Damn, dude.
They didn't like the Back to the Assassin's Creed. You get to play as a gay black samurai.
He's gay in that? I haven't gotten
you
to that.
You can make
part.
Him gay. I'm
well,
sure.
I'm not
well,
making
you know,
him gay.
Make, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can make him like have sex with a
you
man.
You could choose a path
I,
where you
I,
end up
I
banging
did,
a guy.
I did try to be gay in Cyberpunk 2077. I thought it'd be funny to fuck a man.
It was gross.
And the guy was like, whoa, what are you doing? There's like an option to kiss. I'm like, I'm going to kiss this guy. And he's like, whoa, dude, whoa. It's like, so funny
I
to
don't
be
look at you like that.
Yeah, it's so funny to be shot down. I got shot down like multiple times in the game.
That's so
and
funny.
I'm like, oh shit, this is like an incel run. Yeah. And I thought I was doing everything right because I had like my charisma at a high enough level where I'm like, I always do like high intelligence, high charisma because I'm
luck.
Like, ooh, this is like an accurate build of me in a video game. You know,
I could sweet talk my way into some extra ammo.
Yeah, and I'm fucking so smart, I'll figure a way out. You know. Meanwhile, I can't even do
can't
a fucking.
Get laid, though.
I can't even do like an escape room and shit in real life. I'm like, what is this? I'm fucking crying. But yeah, I keep getting like shot down on the game, and it's like fucking with my self esteem. And then in Starfield, I romanced this bitch.
Yeah.
And then like I made a few decision choices, and she ended up dying. And I was like, oh fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it was like, and I was like, you know, Bethesda has this way of having an essential character. Where they won't die, like they'll like kneel over and be like, and then like their health bar, their health bar resets, and they're like, "Whoa, that was weird," and they just go on with the story. But this was like a pivotal part in the storyline where somebody in your party is going to get hurt depending on like the choices you made, and so I made a choice thinking I was going to help her, and by doing that, I like she like died, and I was like, "Oh shit." That was a fucking wild. You know, that game deserves a replay. I'm sure they have an update brewing for it. After the Oblivion remake,
oh my God.
Bethesda's back in my good graces.
I banged a hooker and the girl who runs the pit in New Vegas.
Nice. Yeah, that's fucking cool.
That's pretty cool. I know. And I'm sure this happened to a lot of you, too. I don't know if you played Red Dead Redemption 2. You can get raped in that game.
You get brutally raped. Really? You know, you actually get raped multiple times. You get raped multiple times
multiple?
In that game.
That's definitely once I remember. What's the other time?
You get picked up by the O'Driscolls when you're naked, and they, like, it's implied that you're raped when you have to walk back.
Really?
To the camp. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Then you get... Then there's like the brother and sister pig farmer.
Oh,
incest.
Yeah, they do something. Here.
Yeah, they it's implied that you get like raped or drugged.
They finger you or something. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And then you get like that straight guy. Up raped by that weirdo.
Yeah, you wake up during it.
So you can technically kill everyone that's raped.
And
you can kill
everyone that's raped.
So one of the things, one of the hacks you can do in Red Dead Redemption 2 is before you, spoiler alert, die as Arthur Morgan. You go visit the brother and sister.
Can rape Micah.
Well, they rape you, but then like they take all of the gold that you have at the time. So what you do is then you go back as John Marston,
and avenge the rape,
and you kill them, and then you can get the gold that was left behind. So then that's how you kind of transfer the gold from Arthur to John Marston.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Of that.
It's a fucking great game, but great game. It's like one of those games.
No.
Oh, you'd love it.
Yeah, you can it really feels like you're killing people in that.
You got
game.
You got an Xbox, right?
I finally hooked it up. I got it out of the box. I got it from Verizon for free. I think it was the last time I was on, we talked about it.
That's it. Yeah, we were talking.
And I got the TV on the wall, but I just got to do everything now.
I love my little Xbox. I got my PlayStation hooked up now. I got them all. I got a Switch. I got computers. I got it all, man. I love video games.
I gotta
play with me on Xbox or PlayStation, or you know what? Don't add me on Steam. I'm sorry. That's far too personal.
Yeah, and subscribe to our YouTube right now if you're listening to this. We'd really appreciate it, or we'll kill you.
We're really trying to grow the fan base, because if we get to like 100 subscribers, we can go live and shit.
Yeah. And then it'll feel like we actually achieved something. So.
And I keep
not far. We're 26 off.
Yeah, and like, as of right now. I have to keep submitting like if you look in the links, you'll see that we have like everyone's Instagram links and like a subscription. Like if you want to subscribe on Spotify or iTunes, I have links in there.
Yes.
The only way YouTube lets us have those links is if I keep verifying the account. So I have to send a video of myself every couple of months because we don't have enough subscribers to justify having links. So please have me stop doing that, because I'm worried about Google having all of these photos and videos of me. They say they delete it, but you know, it's like look to the left, look to the right.
No, they don't.
It's probably going to be used to build a case against me at some point. If I ever speak out against the government, they'll like photo impose my image in some compromising shit.
Or you're a traitor like Joe's clone or something.
Sunday Manchurian candidate me.
Dude.
Scary.
I hope not. You think, with all the stuff you're looking up, you think you're going to get killed by the government?
I just hope they don't take my Social Security away.
Yeah, well, they're going to. They're taking everyone's Social Security away. Although, I feel like mine kind of bounced back. There was like a moment where like my fucking 401k went down, but it's coming back.
It always comes back. Never got into the 401k.
That's probably a smarter move, honestly.
I haven't yet either. I'm fucking financially illiterate.
Yeah, but I mean, who gives a fuck, Sully?
I know. I am going to just die.
Yeah, you're just going to die, dude. You're not going to leave behind like a wife and child or anything. Nope. So it's not like, oh shit, who gets it, you know?
I would like, I think I'd surprise like an ex-lover with it.
Really? Yeah, why?
Just because then they'd be like, what?
You know even though I got married and had a wife and kid and took away all of his shows in Connecticut. But
no, that would not leave it to that one.
You would give it to her, dude.
You'd never give it to her.
The fact that you like,
oh yeah, here's more for your next fat removal surgery.
Yeah,
it's covered.
The fact that you get so hot and cold about it, it shows that there's still like a passion, a flame, if you want to
kill someone, I guess.
Whoa, Sully.
You can't because it's illegal.
No, you kill her only so you can find each other in the next life again, dude.
Immediately after. I'm like, now she's just waiting.
Ooh, it's like a murder-suicide. We're like Romeo and Juliet, babe. How hot. See you in the next life, my love.
Mm.
You're nuts, dude.
Yeah. It's like the 90s Leonardo.
The 90s Romeo and Juliet. Yeah.
John Leguizamo.
Young John Leguizamo.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's really bad.
It's pretentious.
Yeah, it lacked what the other one lacked, which was underage tits.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, the one in the 70s had, like, she was, like, 16 or something.
Bro, we watched it in high school.
In high school, yeah.
Our teacher showed it to us, and they show the tits, and I was the only one in the room who, like, saw it. I was like, you guys see this?
You're the only one who was like, oh, like, yeah. Audibly.
At that age, I was
the,
like,
only one audibly coming.
They were huge tits.
Ooh, big mommy milkers from Juliet.
Yeah, and then you find out she's your age, and you're like,
that's even hotter in a way.
I mean, when you're that age.
Well, like, Tracy Lords also did pornography underage, too, which is still available on a lot of websites.
That's insane. All porn stars got molested, too, pretty much.
Not all porn stars, not me. I'm doing it for the love of the game. For the love of having, like, real bodies in pornography.
No condoms. Because,
like, I'm tired of, like, these, like, fake expectations of, like, an 8-pack and shit, you know? I want just, like, a regular guy who's, like, all right. And then, like, I want her to stop sucking my dick in the middle of porn and be like, did you just, like, fucking fart? Like, and then, like, she has to, like, get up and, like, walk away and, like, go into the other room. And it's like, is it fine? Can you, like, light a candle?
Yeah.
She's like, I swear. And then, like, we have to, like, check the couch to make sure I didn't, like, shit on the couch because, like, the fart was so bad. And then she's like, I'm not even in the mood anymore. And then it's another 20 minutes of us, like, trying to decide what to watch on Netflix.
Exactly, dude. We don't need Johnny Sins coming in looking like one of the aliens from Prometheus. Okay?
Yeah, well, it's like, come on, dude. Us. The regular fucking guy. Because, like, nobody's watching porn for the guy anyway.
No.
Like, nobody's, like, the last time women were interested in a male porn star was, like, James Dean.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, look, he's
cute.
Well,
my man Owen Gray is crushing it, too.
Who?
My man Owen Gray.
I don't know who that is because I'm not a faggot.
I just know.
Sally's, like, obsessed.
The videos are good.
Sally's obsessed with fucking men. Dude.
I just
you
know.
Type in the men for the porn.
No.
he keeps, like, every time, like, we go on the road.
Owen Gray is the man. He always fucks mad, hot, tattoo chicks. But he started getting into a lot of trans women, and he tricked me too many times where I was
trick.
Like, I'm not
calling him. That's what Telly says every time, like, somebody walks
you
in on
him. You think it's
a
new vid. You're like, oh, new tatted up chick getting fucked good. And then you click on it, and you go, that's a man. And
who
then
cares?
You get out of there.
You don't care. You didn't care.
I care.
You didn't care when you clicked on the vid.
You know, I actually don't care. My penis cares, though.
How do you know that, though?
Because I don't want to jack off when I see that there's two dicks involved.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know?
Why don't you just focus on the titties?
They're weird looking.
How do you know that, though? not weird enough looking to not click on the video in the first place.
It's, you know how this works. The
you
bricks
don't hover
are small.
Your, you don't
the
hover
bricks
your
are
mouse
small.
Over you the fucking thing?
Yeah, but it's like a quick segment.
Oh, please,
it's
Sally.
Just, I'm a fan. Okay, so I'm a fan.
Okay, Owen Gray fucks tranny.
Yeah. Owen Gray, you know what? And, like, it's not something, like, you work your way away from having sex with trans women into regular porn stars. What he's doing is going from regular porn to trans, which is a little depraved, you know? Like, it starts off like you have sex with... If you're a man in the porn industry, you start by having gay sex
That's
with ugly men, and then gay sex with handsome men, and then gay sex with trans women, and then finally... And then you have straight sex with old women, like GILFs, and then they work you down to, like, MILFs, and then, like, you get to, like, finally...
18-year-olds.
Then you get to break them in. You finally have, when they find out that you're trustworthy, but that's, like, the catch-22. You know, because, like, so there's some women, you know, that are like, oh, I don't want to have sex with you if you had sex with, like, fucking men, which is, like, completely.
That's what happened Ava Adams, I think.
Not Ava Adams. You almost are there.
I'm almost there, dude.
Ava Adams still alive and well.
August Ames.
August Ames, yeah.
Ava Adams still alive, yeah. August Ames, she was like, I don't want to have sex with any guy who's in gay porn because those dicks have AIDS sometimes. And everyone was like, you're homophobic. And she was like... And that was it. Well, I don't. I think she pilled out, but still. Sorry, August.
I wonder
still
if it, I don't even know if it was intentional.
I know.
It might have just been like, God, I'm just like, I've had it with these fucking retards on Twitter. I'm just gonna fucking veg out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Watch some Family Guy, order a cheese pizza.
Yeah, dude.
What's not to love? And then she just like overdid it. Also, I sometimes worry about
this
that.
This is the thing too. Like, aren't you as being a straight person allowed to have an opinion on what is permitted and what's not? Like, I'm so sick of dudes being like, yeah, I'm straight, and you can't say otherwise if I get fucked in the ass by my girlfriend while she wears a strap on. It's like, no, we kind of do, actually. We kind of do because we're straight. Like, I know you don't get pegged, right?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No.
It's like, specifically Big T.
No, I know you don't either. We've been over this, but it's like, you do have somewhat of a say, right? You, like, I understand if it's like, it's on you, that's your own personal, like, I'm not gay thing. Sure, in your mind, that's on you. The rest of the world is allowed to have a little bit of an opinion, right? Like, no?
I don't know, dude.
And it shouldn't just be like, you shouldn't just be like, well, gay, it's like, well, it's a spectrum, right? So you're leaning more this way. You know,
them getting pegged is blurring the lines of what's straight if you're not saying, if you're saying that's not, yeah. not
no, I
straight.
Agree. I'm saying, right? I understand a woman does it. It's just like, bro, a woman,
we
you can have her suck the, your dick, yeah. but you're having her put on a dick and fuck you with it. That's so, whatever, dude. And again, do what you want to do, but don't come around and be like, I'm just as straight as you. It's like, you might not be.
You're a monster.
You ever drop something?
You're conflicted.
What?
You ever drop something and have to get on like all fours, like reach under the bed? It's very vulnerable.
Way, dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
I bend over, I have my asshole wide the fuck open, dude. I'm like, you want it? Come and get it, dude.
Dude,
come get it. I know, like, my anus is so fucking strong, dude. It's like, it's not letting you in there unless you want to go in.
Well, I couldn't get my, I've got my ass eaten, but
ooh,
I couldn't get.
Ooh, Sully, you're so, that's even fucking dirt, dude. I never even did that, dude. That's way fucking gayer. Dude. You got your fucking salad tossed by her. She probably fucking grabbed his ankles, fucking flipped him off.
She did. Can I show you her at least so you're like.
Oh, yeah. Pull it
off. She's hot. She is hot.
He was trying to close his legs, and she was like holding him open. He's like struggling to keep it open. He was like, oh, oh. He was doing that thing where
he really, yo, it turned into me going, ha, ha, to like laughing because I was like, I was up like this. Like, yeah. I was just like.
She came out. She had like a little fucking poo beard.
No, it was very.
She's like,
clean.
Ooh, messy boy. Ooh, Sally's did his version version of squirting, which is diarrhea. It was so good he diarrheaed.
Right.
I love how Sally's like the idea of a woman putting a peg in your ass is awful, but her putting a tongue, a human tongue going in an ass,
her nice ass tongue, yeah. I'm
so what if like the girl was like, I want to fist you?
No, not for me.
What
also,
if she's like,
if
I
want
to stick a couple fingers in your asshole?
I don't want that. If you want that, that's on you.
Is that still gay?
I don't know. No, because that's...
Okay,
you know
what if...
No, what makes it gay is getting a penis attachment onto a woman.
I think... And
that's where I go...
What if it doesn't look like a penis? What if it looks like a dolphin?
Like,
it's
okay, here's a real...
It's like Zoo Pals for dildos.
All right, here's a real honest theoretical question. What if it's a disabled woman missing an arm and she gets a prosthetic attachment... And she wants to fist you with that.
Oh, that, honestly, you might have found the gray area right there. You might have just found it. Where it's like, oh, yeah, that's an attachment to her body that's like a chunk of, like, it's her.
It's the ship of Theseus argument.
Yes.
Oh, get my God. The strap. Dude.
When Aquaman loses his arm, you're like, well, he's still badass.
He gets that little fish hook attachment.
I want to find this chick just so you guys can, like, just see. So you
and
can
send
be
it
like,
to me
oh,
so we can put it up here for everyone to look up to.
We cannot put
let our audience decide.
I can't find. I don't. I gotta. I might have
how,
to go.
How
another
wildly
file.
Convenient.
You gotta look, fuck off.
You gotta look tomorrow. There's gonna be one less subscriber. She follows and watches this.
She's like, nobody gets mad at my toss salad.
Dude, ridiculous, too. Like, I thought I'd be like.
Did you love her?
No, I did not. She was a bad person.
Why?
She was the... I don't know if I mentioned... I think I mentioned this. This girl, dude, she came... We had, like, a talk one day, and it was like, yeah, you know, I really like you. It's just, let's see... Let's see.
Alexis Ramirez?
It's not Alexis. It's not Alexis Ramirez.
Yo, you have to look at the camera. It's
no, I know. Because I want them to see. And like, if she watches this guy...
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, I
did have sexual relations with that
woman. She
didn't
eat my ass. I'll say that.
Ooh, why not? You didn't ask her. Probably because you were mean about it, too. You're like, hey, bitch, num num.
Welcome to New York.
Instead of, excuse me, madam, might you partake of nibbling upon thine asshole? Like a little gentleman, dude.
Hold on.
You're not going to find it, dude. Just give up, Sully. You don't have what it takes.
No, I can do
you
it.
You don't understand how the Google AI. So you're trying to stop desperately trying to prove that this woman isn't trans, dude. It's never gonna happen, dude. We know you got in your ass eaten by a fucking trans woman. We don't care. We're not judging, but like, just be aware of it. Own it, dude. Yeah, what's up? My name's Selly. I had sex with a trans woman, which is slightly gayer than getting pegged by a...
I was just thinking, because that's more natural, even though it's a chick with a dick. The dick is natural compared to the rubber fake one.
That's true.
So which one is more fucked up? Yeah, a tranny Selly. Fucking you or a strap?
Bro, this is...
Because the strap is fake. The other one is sort of real.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go trans on this one.
So it's actually less gay to have sex with a trans man.
Oh, wait, then a woman with a dildo?
Yeah, so a chick with a dick or a fucking...
No. A woman with a dildo is still straighter, but you're still on the... You're on the slope, dude, and you're sliding.
You sound wildly closeted, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying... I'm straight. I'm allowed to have an opinion on if you do straight shit or not.
But you loved getting your asshole eaten. How do you know you wouldn't love getting fucked in the ass?
I also don't sign up.
Oh, is that her?
No, but that she was really hot. Right?
You really enjoyed her. She's cute. Huh? You got a good little taste.
I miss her
out of
so
her.
Much.
You miss anyway, the feel of her vagina.
I
on
really
your penis.
Do. You have no idea. Anyway, but not this one. The other one, she's a little nutty, but I want to.
You'll never find her.
I'm gonna find her. The ass eater.
He's never fucking seen this woman.
Why
was
she a bad person?
Ah, there she is.
She ate your ass.
I swear to God.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God.
No, she's a princess.
That's what they look like.
She's a fucking princess.
You don't expect.
Stop trying to fucking drag this woman. She looks,
I like how you switched up. You're like this troll. Then you see her. Like she did not eat your ass.
There's no way, dude. What a perfect little angel, dude.
Dude, I'm telling
Selly
you.
Selly just showed us the picture of his cousin.
No, yes. No, I didn't.
Well, then we're going to have to show her image to prove otherwise, dude.
I can't.
Just send it to me. Just airdrop it to me, bitch. Why not? Why are you afraid? Because it never happened. That's why. Happened. And you're afraid of getting caught in one of your lies, dude.
The last thing
dude.
I need is that chick.
What, another playing. Chick mad at you? Because
you have no idea. Anyway, she's
don't
mad.
Don't piss him off, dude.
She's the one who, this girl, we were having a good time. I was like, hey, we're having a good time. Let's just take it slow. You know, let's just keep doing what we're doing. But I like what we're doing. And let's revisit this conversation in like a month. As in like, if this keeps going well, we'll date in a month.
Maybe I'll give you another taste soon, bitch.
No, because it was. But we'd been like... Anyway, she shows up the next time and was like, I went and hooked up with another guy. And I was like, why?
You must have been fucking furious.
I was not happy.
What, recently?
No, this is like...
Dude, oh, the girl in the picture.
It's her, yeah. Uh-oh. And she goes, I hooked up with another guy. And I go, why? She goes, well, after we had that talk, like, I freaked out. And I didn't know if you were serious or not. So I went and hooked up with another guy. And I said, after we talked about having a good time together and being like more... like. More together, you freaked out, and instead of calling me to talk about it, you just went and fucked another guy.
Fucked another guy. Oh, yeah. Let's back it up. Ate another guy's ass.
Yeah, probably.
That's her thing. Probably. She don't does it just to you.
It wasn't the first night.
He was all like fucking fighting back tears, saying, "Did you eat his ass?
Let me smell your breath."
It's usually like, "Yeah, did you suck his dick?"
Just tell me, Rebecca. Did you?
You have some stuff.
She's like, I thought it was special.
You know what's crazy? That's not her name, but that is my cousin's name.
Your cousin's name is Rebecca?
Yeah, I have a cousin named Rebecca.
The cousin that you showed us an image of.
Did not show you a cousin. Picture my cousin.
It's a weird thing to admit. You could have just like let it go and not said anything.
I'm just keeping conversation going.
We're talking about porn. Like, I know if something's absolute, I check out. Like, it had to happen where a guy's going to stroke one out. And his daughter popped up doing porn that he wasn't aware of.
Oh, my God. That has to be.
No, would you be able to power through?
Depends on what it looks like. Yeah. Like, she changed a lot.
Ooh, thank God she takes after her mother.
No, but I was thinking, we said gills. What if I'm like a teenager, you're about to whack off, and you see your grandma getting piped out?
It's honestly probably easier now for that to happen. Like, with at least like with our generation, like the fucking internet porn wasn't even a fucking thing for our parents.
It's like,
if you were jacking off, you definitely puke once you figure it out.
Like, the only way our parents would have been on like an internet porn thing is if they were porn stars in like the 70s and 80s and 90s. Which they probably weren't.
There were in the 70s is when I think it really started. That's when like the boom happened.
Like the boom, because like footage was like, it was easier to film. It was easier and cheaper to film.
Well, New York City was known for that too. It was like there was mad porn theaters.
A lot of porn was filmed in California too. Like Like, I'll like sometimes like you watch like retro porn from like the 70s, and every exterior shot is like L.A. or San Francisco. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Alcatraz. They're like, oh, the Palace of Fine Arts. That's fucking crazy. And then like just like fucking a dude eating like this hairy ass bush and shit. Hell yeah, dude.
What I always you mentioned earlier, like no condoms in porn. Well, if I ever see condoms in porn, I always must be like, oh, they fucked the day before someone without a condom and didn't get tested.
One of the first times I truly voted in the ballots in San Francisco was there was going to be a measurement where it was going to be mandatory for adult film stars to wear a condom during filming.
Boo, boo.
And like it was universally shot down. Yeah. Like nobody wants to see
nobody
that shit.
Nobody wants that. But it's also like they're performing. You
know, women try to like be like, oh, condoms aren't restrictive because like, look, you can like blow it up and fit it over your head or... You know, it can blow up like 15 times its size, but it's more of like the humiliation of like, oh, you think I have a fucking gay disease?
Yeah.
You know, get out of it. Like there were times like before Kelly came into my life where, you know, I would just like I'd raw dog a bitch if I could get away with it. But like I couldn't get away with it a lot of the times.
Oh, dude.
Like they're trying to pull like this, like what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm about to have fucking unprotected sex with you. I'm about to fucking come inside of you and hopefully make you a mom. Like, what the fuck?
Make you a real woman.
Like, what's the
problem? Welcome to the human race. Most
chicks are were fucking chill about it.
Yeah. Well, what they do? I do the Patrice thing. Where most, it's like, I just get close and I'm like, oh, is she gonna let me?
most women are on the pill, but they're too ashamed to mention how depraved they are.
Yeah.
How sexually depraved they are that they need a pill to they need to preemptively kill a baby because they just can't stop thinking about getting fucked for a week. Yeah. Like, I might as well just fuck up my biological clock and not do the one thing I'm supposed to do as a woman because I'm so fucking horny.
Everyone also knows how, like, condoms just make sex just a little less fun.
It makes it feel unreal.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point, dude? But, like, I remember, like, the first time I put on a condom, I was like, oh, yeah, there's, like, no way to get, like, pregnant doing this. This is, like, impossible. Like, I was like, oh, this is, like, fucking impossible.
Yeah. I think they used to do that with sheepskin, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, they used to just do it with like cloth ones too.
Mm.
Ugh. And just so, a little spermicide on the puss.
But it's probably better off so your dick doesn't smell. Those pussies probably stunk back in the day.
Bro, it had to be so bad.
I would love to take a whiff of it.
Yeah, I honestly like.
Just so I know.
That's how you wake up from a coma. Well, yeah, it's like sniffing salts, dude. It's just like how a fucking raw pussy smells.
It had to be so bad. I genuinely think that's why people were like, we don't go down on women for a long time. Because it was just bad.
Ugh. But then why do people still suck dick?
Because it came off. Mm. And you can actually wash it. Like, you can... I guarantee you if a woman was like, go wash your dick, like, it could happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And dudes would waste soap for that. You know what I mean? But, like, we all know that feminine hygiene and shit was horrible for, like, most of humanity. It just was in most areas. It's like people were heathens. People were disgusting. And dudes weren't any better. That's why we only lived to like 30. I should be dead like 10 times already.
I like how you take stances on the pegging and women's hygiene.
I do, dude. I am an authority on these things.
The Knicks are in the playoffs. You're like, yeah, these cocksuckers are getting pegged and these bitches.
I was in the city when I was dog walking, and this dude who was training me, we were talking about just like dating in New York, and I was like, yeah, man. So it's very fast-paced out here, like a lot of chicks. And he's like, yeah, dude. And to be honest, a lot of these chicks aren't interested unless you're, like, kind of gay. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, dude. When I moved here, wasn't hooking up with any chicks. So I just said, fuck it. I hooked up with a few dudes. And then I would tell women that, and they would be cool with it. And I would just, just looked through him at that point and just zonked out.
He's picking the shit up with his hands.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, bro, I fuck dudes. And I'm just sitting there like, that's not a thing, dude. You don't have to do that. You're just gay.
Yes,
you're just gay, dude. You're gay. You sucked a few dicks. And then you were like, maybe I like chicks too. And then you're gay, though.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
And it is cool, but don't be like,
Don't teach me how to fucking walk a dog. Hey, well, you have a fucking dick in your ass.
The women in this city, you gotta kind of fuck dudes before you hang out with them. So, like, if you want to be like me, you know, it's like, no, I don't. And it's not at all what I was saying to this guy, which confused me. I was like, I meant they're, like, they're busy. They're, like, there's so many options. I didn't mean, like, they're not having sex with me. I meant, like, it's hard to lock one
down. I'm not an incel. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, I'm busy, dude. I just need like
four. That's your
more
bumper
women.
Sticker. You got to start selling that as merch. I'm not an incel. I'm busy.
Yeah, dude.
Fellas, you're not an incel. You're busy. You got a lot of video games to play.
I do.
You got a lot of fucking facial hair to not
dude,
shave.
I made another girl
come
watch. Yeah, but I also made another girl watch me play New Vegas briefly.
Yeah.
Very unhappy.
Why'd you make her do that?
Well, she was doing, like, she was just hanging out, and she was, like, doing shit, like, getting her shit together, and I started playing New Vegas, and she would, like, come in and watch and be like, what is this? And I'd be like, it's Fallout New Vegas, and she would just get, like, super turned off, and it was fine, but I didn't care.
You can't let her see you do that shit.
I expose every woman, no matter what facet of life, dating or not, to the shit I do so they understand who I am.
Remember when you were playing? Yeah.
Talk about Ramirez, dude.
Yeah, dude. He played Fortnite in front of her, and he was like, look, this is the one thing I love more than you.
You know, you're not far off of besides the last part of that sentence. I did say to her before, I was hanging out with, don't have to say her name again, but we were hanging out with this chick for like a week straight, just like, just coming over and stuff. And on like day six, I was like, look, tomorrow morning, I'm going to play Fortnite with the boys. Is what it is. Like, you've been over every, like, I haven't played with them in 6 days because of you. And she's like, it's fine, I understand. She did not understand because I literally woke up and did that, and she was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I just told you I was doing this, and she never came over after that.
She'll come back. How was the pussy?
It was fun.
It was great. You were saying how good it was, dude.
It was good, but
you loved it
now,
dude.
But
he was showing me all these pics, dude.
That is not true.
He was like, look at this dumb bitch.
This fold right
she
here.
Doesn't even fucking know I took these pictures because she's unconscious.
Watch the log of shit come out of her asshole. It's a waterproof cat.
And I was like, Sully, this is awful, dude. You gotta delete these pictures. And he was like, oh, as soon as I'm done enjoying them. And then like I found out they're still on his phone. Oh, hey.
Hey, Kelly. Ooh, how are we cooking, by the way?
We're good,
I have
man.
Some. Oh, we're doing great. I have
thank
somewhere
Christ,
to be
dude.
After this, too.
Where do you, oh, yeah, that's right. You got a B-I-T-C-H to
be.
F-U-C-K.
You got to be careful, man.
I do not.
He does. He's
here.
Not, dude.
I'm out here.
Are these girls using dental dams when you're out?
No. Yeah, dude. It's like, dude, she's gonna fucking like pull down his underwear, spread his ass cheeks. She's gonna find like lipstick marks outside of his asshole, and she's like, "What is this? What's going on?"
She's gonna eat your asshole like you eat donuts.
I found lipstick. Lipstick stains by his asshole.
Yeah, dude, that's me. I do eat donuts strange, but
why okay. Do you think these girls eating your asshole? You don't think they're eating it like that? You're just eating the chocolate off the top.
Yeah, yeah. I recommend it. I'm just saying, don't try to that part.
What, the donut or the ass eating?
Ass eating.
Oh, of course.
I've eaten ass too. Like,
you've eaten
whatever
ass.
That does to broads seems to work.
Yeah,
they love it.
They
really do.
They're like this. I've never felt anything like it before. It's like a slug flopping around in there.
It is feeling nice. Well, it's like, you ever like, whatchamacallit? I'm trying to think of like a, because there isn't really much, like you ever had like an itchy ass and you wipe it with like a really good wet wipe with like witch hazel or something and it feels really
wow,
good.
You really painted a nice picture. Keep
you
going.
Know what I mean? You know how it feels like nice and clean and glisten?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. But it's not irritated. It's just a tongue, and it feels really. It's
ooh.
Like just, you know, it's like getting your dick sucked in your ass. That's
it's like a little. It's like a bidet attached to a human mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It feels interesting, but it does make you like question things, like your life, like
and sexuality.
I'm here now. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I'm in this position. A woman this, has me up.
That's
my
so
legs
funny,
are up
dude.
Here, and then you're like, well, and then you're sitting there going, is it? Worse if I flip over and then you're like, yes.
The only thing you were thinking is like, don't shit yourself, don't shit yourself,
that
don't
too.
Shit yourself,
don't
shit yourself.
Dude.
And then you were like, you were climaxing and you were like, oh, you were so worried a little turd's going to fucking roll out.
I was getting head, this is like a little while ago, like months and months ago.
Months and months ago.
From this chick. And we had Shake Shack before, dude.
Uh-oh.
And I was holding it in the whole time and she was going crazy. And
oh,
she literally like knocked a fart loose and I farted so hard in her face.
She loved it.
She did not. She was very, like in the moment, she like was like not cool.
Yeah. She and was then, like, how dare you do that
dude,
to me?
She was not cool.
Do you have any idea how many podcasts I do at Gas Digital?
Fucking Fortnite after Fortnite.
Dude, it was brutal. And then, fuck off, Joe. Such an asshole. And then, yeah, dude, it was brutal. And then, yeah, she was not cool then. And then we finished. And then she, like, brought it up again, was like, what the fuck?
Like, you're like, what do you expect, bitch? I was fucking full of fast food.
She did understand.
Yeah.
But, and then she said, don't ever bring this up again.
You're like, I'm just so, you're just so
I'll just
beautiful.
Bring it up on my podcast, we'll never use your name.
You're like, you're just so beautiful. I didn't know what to do. This never, this kind of thing never happened to me before.
It was,
you should have just owned it and just shit the bed.
No, it wasn't. I didn't have to shit, but I, dude, it was like a, it was like a, like it was like one of those. It wasn't like a, it wasn't like, it was like, it like,
it was a loose one.
It was
one,
a machine
yeah.
gun.
It's a machine like the, gun.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. It was a jackhammer in her face, and I went, "I'm, dude. I was so, but you know, fuck off, dude. You know what? Same girl. Yeah. Not giving too much away. Same girl has numerous times has, when I'm about to come, aimed my cock at my face.
Oh,
wow.
Not cool.
You hated that.
She deserves it.
Yeah, she does. And the last time she did it, I was like, not again. Like. Literally.
No, you said, uh-oh, here we go again.
I was like, don't. And it was like, there's not much you can't, like, when you're like.
That's like in Looney Tunes when Bugs Bunny pulls Elmer Fudd's shotgun in like a U image. And it just fucking shoots him in the face.
I'm like, no.
Yeah. Dude, it's. Sully comes so hard, his face, his lips like flap around. His
dude, it is. You know what it's like? It's you've been to Catholic Mass when they.
Yeah.
That's what it's like when you're like, oh, stop. I don't know. Because it just.
They
it,
flog you.
It well, it's not like. Because it's not. I'm not. Like, you know when you've ever come on a girl's face?
All
it's
the
like
time.
You direct it at them. This is like. In like a. It's like a sprinkler. It's like. He comes up.
Whenever,
and it's like.
Whenever I come on
horrible.
A woman. Whenever I come on a woman's face, I try to sound like a ninja throwing a punch or something.
See?
I do that too. Like I was doing that when I was playing Assassin's Creed Shadows. I was like
yelling.
Saying like Kia and shit like that, dude. It's so funny to pretend
Kelly
to be.
Kelly had to love that.
No, she hated
Joe,
it, dude. She's
stop.
Like, what are you doing?
Stop doing that.
It's hard to come on a girl's face.
Why?
Yeah, because you have to get out and then keep it steady and then they have to stay there.
Yeah. That's why you gotta grab them by the fucking
you shoot
back
it on
of
the, it always like gets in the side on the,
yeah.
like, the hair.
You rarely can do it the way you really want. But when you do it the way you want,
you feel like a big tough man.
Dude, yeah.
Let's go play some buck hunting.
Dude, yeah.
Big T.
And it is. And ladies, you're watching. The reason we like it is because it demeans you. And that's why.
That's true. I don't think there's any women watching.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
So it's like, ladies, to our ladies out there, you know why we do
dude,
this.
Dude, be surprised.
Oh.
Whatchamacallit?
Spit it out. Thing.
No, it was something about. Have you ever met a girl who's like, I really want it on my face? Because I haven't.
All the time, dude. She's like, in my face, on my back.
I've had girls say back. I've had girls say tits.
Yeah.
They say on me. But almost all of them are like, not my face. And I'm like, you're late.
Especially
that's,
the face,
that's
bitch.
Society's trying to brainwash them into thinking it's not good.
I know. It's probably why these girls look way older than they are, too.
Whoa,
if you know
Alexander.
What I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
I remember I did it to this chick. We were up.
I look the youngest here. I'm the only one who's accidentally come on his face.
I remember I did it to this chick, and we're up to like 7 in the morning. She had work. She was like an x-ray technician.
Hell yeah.
And she called me. Me and my sister were driving to like a communion or something, and she's like, my boss was like, what'd you do the last night? Nah, I took it easy, blah, blah, blah. And the guy kept looking at it. He went in the bathroom. It was like dried cum in her hair still.
Oh,
and the guy's like, she's like, yeah, no, I took it easy last night. Meanwhile, she has dried cum in her hair. You know
oh
what
my
I mean? Like,
God.
Dude, a girl. This is a while back too. She had cum in her hair before she was going to work. I was like, you have cum in your hair, and she got it out and was like, don't worry, like girls go to work with cum in their hair all the time. And you just reconfirmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
Women have whole lives outside of their interactions.
Disgusting.
With us.
Well, you could probably vouch for it. Like, it take a shower with long hair. It takes a while to dry.
It does. It takes a very long time to dry.
Like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to work, right?
Yeah, fuck it, dude. It's like, all right, tie it up in a bun, dude. I'm out the door, dude. I got shit to do.
Yeah, you
got to
do the something about Mary with it, too. You got to put a little swirl or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
No one will know.
It's the perfect
next time
plan.
I'm seeing it is like fucking crust in my eyebrows.
No, dude, you can't. You can't be. Yeah.
I'm old. I wish I can get it above my belly button. Face, you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, I'm still young. I'm still active. That's what I mean, dude. I'm going until the rails fall off or if I meet the love of my life.
There you go,
again,
dude.
We'll see.
I hope,
again.
Dude.
Again.
Maybe.
I hope you find her, dude. She's
I
out
do
there
miss
somewhere.
My ex-girlfriend.
Hey,
you really
a tongue
do,
for everyone's
dude.
Asshole out
is.
There, you know?
Yeah.
You can't force someone to love you back. So.
Yeah. To quote Bonnie Raitt, I can't make you love me if you won't.
That's true. Oh, Bonnie Raitt, is that the girl who does Turnaround?
No.
Who's Bonnie?
That's Bonnie Taylor. Bonnie Raitt?
Yeah,
you never heard that? She also sang Give Him Something to Talk About.
Oh!
Yeah.
How's she
doing?
She
doesn't do the Turnaround? That's Total
no,
Eclipse of the Heart?
That's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
It's Bonnie Taylor?
Yeah.
Bro. Mind blown.
Yeah. You got to keep up, man.
You should know that.
Who, me?
Yeah, don't you know? It is Bonnie.
Bonnie Raitt?
There's another Bonnie Raitt song I'm thinking of then.
Which one?
Oh,
there's
sing
matter. A couple bars.
It comes on like in the dentist office.
What? Turn Around?
Huh. Those songs now, like
yeah, like Michelle Sheryl Crow. What a that girl would let you come on her face.
Sheryl
that,
Crow.
Sheryl Crow before the fame would let you come on her face.
Probably Alanis Morissette, definitely.
Oh, Alanis Morissette. I mean, she let the lamest guy from Full House hit. You know what I mean? Like. She's fucked in
oh,
the head.
Oh, Dave Coulier?
Yeah. Is he not?
Yeah, no, I didn't know he was
the
in
lamest.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He just is. It's John Stamos.
Cut
I mean, let's
it
go.
Out.
He's cool. He's effortlessly cool for generations.
Yeah, he's just handsome man, dude.
Bro, I moved from Brooklyn to Rockaway, and it was like an all-black school now.
Yeah.
And they would mock me for liking the Beach Boys. I'm like, yo, I'm watching Full House. That was how old I was. Yeah. Uncle Jesse was cool. The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And like, Kokomo, they're mocking me. They were getting on the lunch table like, this is Pharrell and his family boogie boarding. Like, the beach? You're making fun of for me liking the beach and yeah. the Beach Boys, you fucking idiots. Kokomo, you fucking moron.
The Beach Boys rule, but honestly, I've met a lot of black people who don't like the Beach Boys.
Yeah, they hate it. Because like, well, black people, they have like... Bob Marley if they want like fucking
yeah, beach music,
beach
yeah,
music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know they got the Bob Marleys and they look
yeah,
at the
under
Beach
the
Boys
boardwalk, the Four Tops. Fuck off. You know what, I love the Beach Boys. Bob Moran banger.
Oh,
Eternal
like their
banger.
harmonies. Their harmonies.
Amazing,
that they would have
dude.
They're
dude,
all on acid.
Bob Moran yeah. You can go listen to the recording. They're all fucked up. You can hear it. There's no music. It's them singing and one of them with a fucking cymbal. What is it? The not a
tambourine.
Cymbal. Tambourine, just hitting it. You can hear them being fucked up. There's a part of the song where they're just like, "Hey, girl, come over here, scratch my back," and I like they're fucked up. And yeah. they recorded that.
Yo, now that you're saying it, like, boy,
it is. The one guy just comes in and goes, that's all he does. Listen to the song; it's great. That's all he does, and it's. It's an eternal yeah. bop forever.
You got me sucking and a fucking sucking yeah. and a fucking.
They got
bop
bitches
and...
in the studio. You can hear the bitches in the studio, dude. You can hear them in the song being like, ha-ha! Like it's
they
great.
also helped Charles Manson get
yes.
like a real foothold.
Harem. Yeah, real harem. They were like, take our old sniz, Charles.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, have some dumb fucking bitches on your side.
Who are apparently Sydney Sweeney, the girl from Anora, Dakota Fanning. The other girl from, who's from The Substance? I'm referencing Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
But that scene where Brad Pitt fucks up the Manson family,
yeah.
that's awesome.
It's great, and he kills the girl from Anora.
That's tight.
That's she gets attacked by the dog.
I tried watching that movie. Should I retry?
Yeah, it's good.
Like the beginning was a little tough.
No, dude, I went and saw it in theaters. I did not get it. I went too high. I fell asleep.
That's why I was probably high too.
Watched it all by itself. It's pretty good. It's not my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie.
What's
though.
Your favorite Tarantino
Pulp
movie?
Pulp Fiction. Not even close. Mm. It's Pulp Fiction. Kill Bill Volume 1 I really like. Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs is really good.
From Dusk Till Dawn is not really his, but I like that one a lot.
He wrote it. And
he
then
wrote True Romance, too, which yeah. is really good.
Oh, True Romance.
I'd like to see like his
Inglourious Bastards
it.
I really like,
yeah,
and
really
Django. And all the other ones are great.
So like, that's like all like, of his entire filmography,
no, yeah,
except
but
for Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown, I got to rewatch, but I'm sure I like
it. You'd like it more if you understood it was like an homage to all of the 70s
yeah, yeah.
films.
That's why I got
to
rewatch it. Because first time I watched it, I did not get it. And they killed Chris Tucker, which made me sad.
Oh, but Pam Grier, she like brought like Black Cougars back with that movie.
She's smoking hot in that movie.
I remember I had a thing right after that.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, nice.
I still, weekly update, guys, still haven't had sex with a black chick, but I'm working on it. It's going to happen.
I hope so, dude. I'm praying
this
for you.
This podcast is going to make it happen.
Why haven't you?
It's just been
shy.
Bad, I don't know where they are.
Odds?
Yeah, it really is odds. I mean, I just...
Well, you just swipe left on all of them.
No, I don't... I went on one date with one black chick back in Connecticut. It just didn't...
what was her name?
I don't remember, honestly.
Tanya.
It didn't turn into anything.
You just need to go to, like, Hartford, get a street one, get some good head.
I'm not going to Hartford.
Yeah.
I'm not going back to Connecticut. I'll just go to Harlem if I really want to. But I think I was saying last time I'm going to just go on Hinge and select just black chicks. We'll see. We'll see. You know,
Sally
the universe,
needs a black bitch.
Yeah, the universe will open its.
The
way
universe
for
will provide for you if you put it out there. If you put
it always does, dude. I've realized. I just gotta.
It does.
I gotta focus. All right, black chicks.
Manifest it.
I think we're at it, dude. Unless you guys want to go a little longer, but
doesn't matter to me, man.
We hit the mark. We did an
hour. Hit our quota.
And I've been having a good time. I've been.
He's been having a blast, dude. I've never seen him so happy and full of life.
Big T, you got anything to plug or anything, buddy?
Sully's ass. That's what you got to fucking plug because he's gay, dude.
I got a couple of roast battles coming up.
Oh, my goodness. Where?
New York Comedy Club against Clay Horowitz.
Ooh.
Next week. And then I'm going to somewhere in Pennsylvania against some Pennsylvania person.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's about it. Challenge is dropping on everything Big T, Big Tits, Big Picks.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what about your podcast you do with Lawrence Reese?
Oh, yeah, not going to lie. We're looking for a new home.
No, what happened?
You
got out?
No, just creative differences.
Oh, you two or?
No, me and Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we need to cancel each other out.
They were like, I could only imagine.
Listen, I get it, but.
Hey, we like you, Big T, but Lawrence, he's just too real.
It's probably the other way around.
Yeah, it's so funny.
No, Lawrence has some wild shit too. We're just having fun. You know, listen, Scott from Grove changed my life when he told me you need 10,000 supporters. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I've been doing comedy for fucking free forever. I don't care. I love doing this. But like, imagine like when you get to the business, nuts and bolts of it, 10,000 people out of billions of people. We want everyone to like us, you know? We can't please everyone. 10,000 supporters, you know, 50 cents a month for your Patreon. 50 cents from 10,000 people. If you're good at your craft, that could support you to make more fucking art, you know?
Yeah, I'm working on that myself.
And know what? If I rub people the wrong way, listen, you're not part of the 10,000.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah. I saw Big T a month or two ago. We were in Young Ethel's or something. We did a show for like three people, and I was laughing, I think, harder than anyone because I'm like that, but you were talking to the three people so fucking funny. They were like Russian or something. You remember that? They were like, we're not from here. And you were just like, you guys though, you're Russian. You never met fucking a guy who does coke and can't get hard on you. That not even that. And dude, it was so fucking good. So go see this guy. Very funny. I swear you never do anything the same, which usually is a bad thing, but you're very funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I enjoy watching you work. Silly Sally guys on Instagram, all S's, no spaces, I at the end. Follow me, subscribe to the pod. I will be in West Babylon Saturday, May 17th, May 30th. I will be at Concentric Brewing Company in Portland, Connecticut. That is my show. If anyone's watching this, listening to this, supports me out there, please come to that. If enough people come, I'll be able to do another show and yada yada. Also, June 14th, I'm headlining the Elbow Room in West Hartford, Connecticut. It's genuinely the best club in Connecticut. Even the mainstream clubs suck. So Elbow Room is where it's at. Come to it. We'll have a good time. Bye.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. And as always, you can follow me on Instagram, all the fucking social media sites, Twitter, at Joe W. Gorman. That's also my gamer tag on Xbox and PlayStation. So if you want to play video games with your old boy or just tell me how it's going, feel free to reach out. I accept all friend requests. I think I'm up to like 60 friends now thanks to this. So let's keep it growing, baby. Keep it organic. Maybe we can play with Big T on Xbox someday.
Yeah.
Huh? There you go. Coming.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Dude. Anytime, brother. You have an open invitation here, dude. All right, I guess that's it. No, it's fine.
We're messing.
No, we were done.
We're done. Bye, guys.